Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energy and the numerology for the forecast for October 2021. Before we get into the reading, I just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you are interested in a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so first we're going to take a look at the overall numerology and energy for the collective, which we are all a part of. Then we'll sort of take a deeper dive and take a look at the forecast for your life path number specifically. Okay, so welcome fall or spring, depending on what hemisphere you are, you find yourself in. October ushers in the slower, softer energies of the six. Recently, we were under the influence of the five energy in September, which is much faster moving energy with plenty of twists and turns, as well as sort of profound transformations. It can feel very frenetic. It can feel like a lot of moving parts and a lot of things changing, and it's a big energy. And so stepping into the sixth universal energy throughout October allows for much more nurturing, much more soothing sort of experiences. With this sixth energy, family, home life, relationships, all kind of come into center stage to be looked at, to be experienced, to be worked with. So again, it's just a softer, slower energy, but there can still be a lot of transformations that come from it. So you may find at this time throughout October that new relationships form, okay? You may meet someone, you might find the courage to ask someone you feel a connection towards, you might ask them out. This is a beautiful energy for meeting a new partner. So put yourself out there. I'm a true believer that those souls that we have contracts with in this lifetime, romantic or otherwise, they will cross our path at the precise time that they're meant to. And we're not meant to force that, right? That's just my personal belief. I think that that's going to happen one way or another. That's definitely divine intervention and divine timing. But that doesn't mean that, we can't get out there and enjoy life and mingle and just have fun. So be open to who you meet under this sixth energy, because they may play a bigger, more significant role within your life than you could ever imagine. So this is a great energy for networking and making new friends or acquaintances, feeling that you're part of a greater community, even if it's a membership or an organization online. If it allows you to meet people that you might not have met otherwise because of location or logistics, then go for it. It's a great opportunity, and this is great energy to sort of take the reins in that, to take that, make that move. Sixth energy is a big energy when it comes to domestic and community responsibilities. So you may find that loved ones, need more of your service at this time or more of your energy and your time now. You may find that, you feel called to become more heavily involved with your local or greater community through maybe volunteering or philanthropy or some other means. So you just may feel that other people sort of need you more at this time or require your services or your time, your energy, your resources, whatnot. And that can be friends, family, romantic partners, children, whoever, relationships, and community in a greater sense. Okay. So just keep that in mind. As you move through October, healthy boundaries are going to be very, very important. I talk about healthy boundaries a lot when we talk about six energy as well as nine energy, but especially six energy, just because six energy is so nurturing, such a giving energy, that a lot of times we can sort of get into a space where we're overgiving, where we're over nurturing, right? Where we either become a burden to somebody else or somebody else becomes a burden to us. And so, but that's because we haven't set those healthy boundaries. So keep in mind as you move through October that healthy boundaries are going to be important, they're going to be crucial at this time. It's a beautiful thing to say yes to assisting another person, right? But when we overcommit or we fill our plate too full, then it can begin to feel like a burden, which can lead to resentment and lower vibrational feelings. So when this happens, we begin to lose sight of the motivation behind our initial actions. Something that stemmed from something beautiful like compassion, understanding, and kindness then turns to martyrdom and victimization. And so just continue as the month progresses to check in with yourself. You know, why are you saying yes to whatever this is? What is the motivation? Do you feel emotionally and or physically prepared to handle this commitment? If the answer is no, then saying yes will only lead to resentment or feeling taken advantage of. People may need you at this time, but it's okay to say no if you're not in a space or capable of stepping into that role at this time. So fill your own cup first before attempting to fill another's, as the saying goes. And there's no shame in recognizing that your own cup needs filling, right? A lot of times we want to pretend or feel like we can do it all and we can be everything to everybody, but that's not the case. And when we do that, we're actually hurting ourselves and then we're hurting the other person through that experience. So really, it actually benefits us to be able to recognize when we are depleting ourselves and we need to fill our own cup up first. So if you're noticing that you're running on empty or even that you're, you know, getting close to that, take the time, set those healthy boundaries, check in with yourself and see what are you capable of giving at this point in time and what are you not capable of? And there's no shame in either. You can't give to another what you don't have to give, no matter how much you want to or how much they want you to. So know and honor your own needs first. Also, honor the boundaries of another. If they ask for help, great. But if they decline your assistance, right? Like if you go to someone trying to help or, you know, intervene or whatever the case may be, and they ask you to please not interfere or, you know, that they don't need your assistance or whatever the case may be, then honor that, right? Honor that healthy boundary that they are setting for themselves, you know, without the need for an explanation because it's not personal. So don't make it personal. Okay. Just like you would want that person or other people to respect your healthy boundaries, you need to be sure that you're doing that for them as well. This can also be a time when relationships from the past resurface. So they can sort of come up to be healed at this time, whether that's energetically or the actual physical person re-enters your life for some reason. Pay attention to what surfaces for you this month around past hurts or conflicts or past experiences with another person. What are you still carrying with you that, you know, can now be released to lighten the load? Is there something or someone that keeps coming up? And, you know, where is forgiveness needed? And why is that person coming up? Why is that memory coming up, that experience coming up, right? And like, what does it bring up for you? If it's coming into your awareness, it's coming into your awareness for a reason. And so instead of kind of, you know, continuing to push it under the carpet, let it come up, let it bubble to the surface, explore it, you know, see what it's trying to show you. Because again, is there something or someone that is coming up for forgiveness, right? Is there forgiveness needed? Is there something that you need to take a closer look at to heal so that you can release whatever this is and not carry it with you? This is a beautiful energy for really exploring what it is that you continue to carry with you that has well gone past the expiration date. Carry the wisdom of the experience with you and what you have learned from that experience, but not the actual burden of the experience. That makes sense. Okay. This is going to be a time where, again, if these past experiences show up and they trigger some kind of emotional response within you and they're not going away, they're staying within your awareness, there's something there that needs to be healed, that needs to be recognized, that needs to be worked through. And so honor that and see what you can come up with. And also, pay attention to the wisdom that you extract from that, because that is what you're meant to carry with you forward. That is what you're going to use in these next chapters that you embark on, right? So this sixth energy can also bring to the surface those things within the current relationships that need maybe, you know, to be highlighted or need to be worked through or recognized or brought into awareness. So is there something that you and a partner, a friend, a colleague, or whomever keep sweeping under the rug and you're not discussing it because it's just easier to avoid it than to have an open and honest conversation about whatever this is? If that's the case, then you may find this month that that elephant enters the room, sits down, and doesn't budge until you take the responsibility for working through whatever this is. No matter how challenging, no matter what the outcome may be, it's coming into your awareness for a reason, and it needs to be recognized and worked through so that you can move on from it, so that it's no longer taking up space within your energy, within your emotions, within your mind. You can work through it. Again, no matter what the outcome is, no matter what the resolution is, but sweeping it under the carpet is not resolution. That's not going to help you to move forward. Okay, so that sums up the energy for the collective for October. So let's take a look at your personal life path number now. Life path number 9. So I pulled an animal spirit card for you all. And before you read too much into this, just hear me out. So you got dung beetle. And what is really beautiful about dung beetle's message is this is an energy of turning something that other people might see as waste or trash or not having value, turning that into something of value. So seeing the potential of something and really putting your all into it, right? Seeing it through to fruition because you see the value in whatever this is, and whatever this is has the potential to be very, very rewarding for you. And I can actually see that throughout the energy of October for you. So this makes a lot of sense, but it can be that kind of situation where you see the value in something and literally nobody else does. They're kind of, maybe you're getting some resistance. Maybe you're getting some pushback, some judgment around your vision, around what it is that you want to create, around the person that you want to be with, you know, whatever the case may be, but you see the potential of this situation. You see the value, and you're going to use that knowing to create something of value, right? So it really is this beautiful energy. It's like, you know, every animal, every living thing, every being serves a purpose. And, you know, without that fertilization of what the dung beetle does, right, we wouldn't have some of the things that we have in the ecosystem. So it's kind of like everything plays an important role. And if we just automatically saw a situation and we were like, and everybody else thought it was, you know, garbage, basically, and we went along with that, even though we saw something, a glimmer of something within that, then we would be missing out on a really big opportunity. And so pay attention to what calls for you this month that, you know, other people just aren't seeing the value in. If it speaks to you, it's coming into your awareness for a reason. So don't ignore that. Again, you might be seeing that you're the only one standing there looking at this with potential, but that's okay, because if you believe in it, there's a reason for it. So explore it. This has the opportunity to, again, turn a situation that was maybe not so great into something that is useful, into something that is beneficial. That can also have to do with like relationships. So if you are in some kind of a relationship or like a friendship or something like that, where it's gone toxic or there's just a lot of anger or resentment or anything, you know, just kind of lower vibration, it may be that this is going to be the month for you to turn that into something much more positive. And again, we talked about, you know, you may have to have difficult conversations with people, that this energy, this sixth universal energy that we're all in October, will bring things to the surface that need to be reevaluated, need to be looked at, need to be discussed, right? Not pushing it under the carpet, but actually bringing out into the forefront and talking about it and having those conversations. And I feel like for some of you, dung beetle is coming in to say, you know, it doesn't have to be toxic. It doesn't have to be, you know, this relationship doesn't have to be, you know, going down the gutter. It can be rectified, fixed, or at the very least, there can be harmony found within it and peace. And so, but it's up to you what you do with it, right? Like what you do with what you have to work with type thing. So yeah, very wise words. And this is actually beautiful energy to come in. It's going to have you look at, again, relationships or opportunities or whatever the case may be, and see beyond sort of the illusion of the physical. You see what I'm saying? Because there's more to the story here. There's something here that you can make a difference in the situation. You can do something to change the storyline here and shift the energy. But it's, you know, giving whatever this is a chance and working with it and bringing your magic to the table. So with that said, I broke down the month into 4 weeks. And you all, this is such beautiful energy this month. This is such beautiful energy. Of course, it's what you do with it. You have to say yes to it, right? You have to lean into it. You have to embrace it. You know, you can have the most beautiful energy, the most beautiful opportunity show up for you. But if you say no to it, or you don't embrace it, or you don't work with it, you know, nothing is going to manifest from that. Nothing is going to happen. You have to take some level of action. You have to commit in some way. Otherwise, it's just energy. It's not moving. It's not doing anything. So you have to move the energy. So beautiful, beautiful energy available this month for you to work with. The very beginning of the month, something coming in really strongly around the energy of like the sun, which is very masculine energy. So this is very action-oriented energy. This is movement. This is taking responsibility for something, taking action, saying yes to something that speaks to your heart, and also tapping into that childlike energy from within and really following your passions. This is about, you know, if there's, you know, a relationship that you want to go for, if there's, you know, maybe this will be the motivator that you need to like ask that person out or let them know how you feel about them or take something to the next level, you know, propose or whatever the case may be. This could be a business partnership where you reach out to somebody who you thought, well, there's no way this person would work with me because they're too influential. They're too, you know, they've got too many accolades. They're just way out of my league. Perhaps you get the courage at this time to reach out to that person and ask for their assistance, like ask to collaborate, to work with them. And this is such powerful, supportive energy that I see that happening for you. Like if you take the initiative, if you find your courage to understand that everybody on this planet is your equal, then you will remove that fear, that intimidation, and go for what you want. I mean, obviously they have every right to say yes or no, and we have to respect that. But the energy is very supportive for you taking initiative, for you taking action, and seeing where it goes, right? And just trusting. So a lot coming in this first week around relationships, around taking action, around motivation and passion. This could be a really passionate, romantic time as well for some of you. This could be a time where you also find out that you're pregnant or that you're having a baby. You could give birth at this time. Children are coming in pretty strongly, which makes a lot of sense because we are in a universal six energy this month. So family, home life, that sort of thing. A lot coming in around that. Your family may change homes or change your home living situation at this time. You may see a lot kind of happening. Things feel really busy around home life, right? Like family, partners, home situation. You could be doing some remodeling, something like that. A change in situation. You could have children going off to college or, you know, whatever. There's just like a million things that could happen. But it really feels centered around family. It feels like a lot of action, you know, a lot of things being initiated at this time, a lot of things taking place. If it is about a partnership, like a work partnership, that will affect your home life, right? Like if this person says yes, that can lead to more resources, more you having to like be outside of the home for more extended periods of time. Who knows, right? But just seeing a very strong center, like focus on family at this time, home life, family situations, that sort of thing. But it feels very powerful. It feels very high vibe. Like I said, it's like the power and the energy of like the sun energy. So there's a lot of action here. There's a lot of doing things from inspired passion, right? Like taking inspired action from passion and from your, you know, following your intuition and all that, but definitely from passion. Like do the things at this time that will help, that will facilitate growth in the areas where you want to see growth. So second week, more beautiful energy. I mean, this is just such a positive month for you all. Just seeing a lot of like being very content with your decisions, your choices, your there might be a situation here for you all nines where you do have to put some boundaries in place. It could be like whatever took place at the beginning of the month is really requiring a lot from you. And this is going to be a time where you need to find your center, your equilibrium, and set your healthy boundaries so that that equilibrium doesn't get disrupted, right? Because you can follow your dreams, follow your passions, do what your heart desires without disrupting that center, right? Without creating a storm from within. And so if you overcommit at this time, if you do something that is starting to feel like an obligation or creating resentment, then you're creating that storm. And so I do feel like there's going to be like you standing in your power, creating, you know, drawing that line in the sand and saying, okay, this is how much I can give. This is how much I'm going to commit. I really can't do more than this, you know, basically accept it or don't accept it type thing. And knowing that if you go beyond that, you move from compromising to sacrificing. And then at that point it can start to get more toxic. The vibration starts to lower. And so your cup starts to get depleted. And so I feel like this is you starting to recognize, okay, this is what I need to feel really good, to feel balanced, to feel whole and healthy. And I can have everything that I want while maintaining that balance. And I feel like this is a big realization for you at this time. And this is going to help you in the months that follow as people start requiring more and more of your time. Again, whether you're having more children or you're starting a new job or you're starting a family life, like you're getting married or whatever, or starting a new relationship, it comes back to, again, maintaining that healthy balance and not disrupting that balance for anyone in the external or anything in the external. Compromise is great, right? Like that creates healthy relationships. Sometimes we have to compromise on what we want and negotiate, right? Like that's okay. That's healthy. That's normal. But it's when we start sacrificing and we start to feel like we're not getting our needs met. And that's not on the other person, that's on us, right? It's like they are not meant to do anything differently because maybe they're capable, maybe they're not, but that's not on them. It's on us to understand when we start to feel like we're sacrificing and what adjustments we need to make so that we are no longer sacrificing, right? Again, compromise is great, but sacrificing will leave you depleted. And so I feel like this is going to be an opportunity for you to recognize where it is that you're sacrificing and where you need to draw that line in the sand and really commit to that and commit to yourself in that way. And I think if you can do that, that's going to bring you a level of contentment and joy where you can now show up in the world in joy, right? Like in like doing it from the love in your heart, like showing up for other people out of gratitude and grace and understanding and compassion and kindness and all of those things that just really embody a nine energy, and not doing it out of obligation, resentment, bitterness, whatever the case may be. You see what I'm saying? There's a shift in energy there, but it comes back to you really setting those healthy boundaries. And I feel like you're going to be very aware this month of where those healthy boundaries are. And it's not easy to do. It's easy to say, set those healthy boundaries, But I promise you, it's not easy to do because it's going to upset people. People are going to push back. You're going to feel resistance. It's going to be figuring out how to have those conversations where you are not easily influenced to, again, go back into sacrificing mode. You see what I'm saying? And so it's not easy. It takes practice. It takes continued determination and belief in yourself that you can get to that point. And eventually you will get to the point where you can deliver that, you know, those boundaries in a way that it's, that, you know, is not aggressive or whatever. But if people take offense to it, that's on them. That is on them. There's nothing you can do about that. And that should not change the boundaries that you know are good for you, if that makes sense. You see what I'm saying? So it will eventually get to the point where you can do that. You can deliver the message and you can stand firm behind that message without letting other people's reactions change your truth, right? Like change what you know to be true for you in this moment. Okay. So see, okay, third week, this is kind of where dung beetle energy comes in. There's something here where you are transforming a really negative situation into something incredibly positive, or you're seeing somebody else's, I guess, like, you know, trash or waste as a potential for something really, really good. And you're taking that energy and transmuting it into something really powerful and beautiful. So again, this is going to be a situation, and this can be like, you know, like maybe you applied for a job, you really, really wanted it. You thought for sure that you got it. You thought you nailed the interview and all that stuff. And then you didn't get the job. And so instead of kind of like wallowing in that rejection, you take that energy and you transmute it into something much more beneficial and powerful, whatever that may be for you. Maybe you see that rejection and it puts you on a complete different path or a complete different detour that's much more aligned with what you feel passionate about or that speaks to your soul, or, you know, you can start doing what you love to do or whatever the case may be. But you're turning something that was somewhat negative into a positive. That can be a relationship, that can be a job, a career, you know, that can be, you know, quite literally like remodeling your home. Like if you don't like where you live and where you spend a good part of your time, that can be like you turning something that is, that feels lower vibe into something more higher vibration, right? Much more aligned. So yeah, this is very powerful energy. This is like you being in like tarot, the magician, right? Like you taking something that has little value and turning it into something of high value for you, right? Not necessarily worrying about how it affects other people or what the value that other people find in it. This is about you and your circumstances and your truth and taking whatever that is and turning it into something that will benefit you, right? Or that will bring value to your experience. And then in turn, it will bring value to other people's because it will lift your vibration. You see what I'm saying? And so, and this could also be about something, you know, nines being those humanitarians. This could be something where you see something within the community that is toxic or low vibration, and you get involved in some way to help shift that energy, to help to help create something that's much more positive for the greater good. You see what I'm saying? So, and that is very aligned with nine energy to do something like that. So yeah, this is powerful, powerful energy. This is beautiful. I feel like you're going to have an opportunity that around this third week to take a closer look at a situation that really doesn't look that great, that is really maybe been very difficult for you, and finding a way to transmute that energy and turning it into something that works for you, turning it into something much more positive. This is incredible, incredible energy. This is like what we sort of are really meant to be doing in this lifetime. Like this isn't just like a blip of energy that comes in. This is something that we as humans are meant to be doing, right? Like taking the negative and turning it into a positive in some way, you know, and not getting stuck within those lower vibrations. And I feel like you guys are going to have an opportunity to really hone in on that around that third week. Fourth week, this is really beautiful. This is like some kind of really big opportunity coming in, for almost like a gift from the universe coming into you. that could just change your life. Like this is one of those pivotal opportunities, pivotal moments coming in that again, you would look back on and be like, oh man, I remember when my whole life changed, or when, you know, I completely changed direction, because of like that thing that came in that I wasn't even expecting. It just came out of left field. It's quite literally like going to be like that. It's like, it just comes out of the blue. Now the key here is to not be so hyper-focused on, you know, your current situation or the future or the past that you miss what's trying to come into you in this moment. You see what I'm saying? So it could be like you're really focused on something, you know, that happened in the past, or again, that you want to happen in the future, that you're missing what's standing right next to you trying to get your attention. So you really need to be present as much as possible this month. And always, but still, like this month, I feel like, especially around that fourth week, there's something trying to come in for you that has incredible potential, and you just need to be really open to seeing the potentiality of this and not judging it too quickly, being very open to it and exploring it, maybe, you know, taking some time to sort of integrate it, see how it might work for you, and then deciding what you want to do with it. But this is very supported. The key here is it's coming in and it's available to you for the taking, but you have to say yes. If you don't say yes to it, nothing will happen with it. So it'll, you know, that opportunity will just, somebody will pull it down, right? Somebody will take that chance, that opportunity, and do something with it. But right now it's coming to you. So you can say yes, you can say no. If you say yes, then things will start to unfold to assist you in fulfilling whatever this is. If you say no, nothing happens with it for you. So it's entirely up to you. But my point also being that when it comes in, it may not look as grand and beautiful as what you could make it to be. You see what I'm saying? So just be open to whatever this is. And again, try to keep like a beginner's mind about this. Like, oh, this is what I could do with this. This is how this could potentially grow. And use that as you make your decision about what to do with this. But this is this feels like a divine gift from the universe. Not one of those things that's like divine intervention where it's like, okay, this is happening, so here's a tower moment. This is one of those situations where it's like, hey, here's a gift, you know, something you can use your creativity, something you can use your, you know, your ingenuity to sort of make happen. What do you want to do with it? And then you get to decide yes or no. So very powerful energy this month, nines. This is beautiful, beautiful energy. Like this is probably some of the best energy I've seen so far for the entire month. So for all the life paths. So, you know, it's what you do with it and it's how you work with it. But I think it's going to be hard to ignore it this month for you all. So I hope it's an awesome month for nines. This is incredible energy. So I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.